share with us in your closing statement what sets you apart from the other candidates. Christopher, I believe it's time to start with you on this.
Okay. I want to see, again, I know it's kind of a mantra, but start more focus on some of the older neighborhoods. They are your lifeblood of your city. If they start going down, no matter what you do in newer stuff, it's not going to save you, if you will. It's not going to improve you. Yeah, you could throw a lot of money downtown. Oh, we got a great downtown. But if nobody wants to go to the downtown because they have to go through neighborhood streets and areas that they don't feel safe to go through, you're not going to accomplish anything. Cascade Bridge has been an issue. I'd like to, again, I think we have a lot to do on that. But again, people talk about grant money. Well, yeah, it'd be nice, but if you can put a bridge up there, $1 million, I'm just throwing it off the top of my head, a pedestrian walking bridge, or you can get a grant that's going to, and then you got to match it with $3 million, well, let's save the money and put the $1 million bridge in and not the $3 million, what it would cost us. So all these decisions need to be made. They're not easy. But again, if you want the city, older neighborhoods, stop the declining value of property, people will start putting the money in. If you want to buy a house and you think, is that house going to be worth what I paid for it 5 years from now? Okay. They're not going to want to do it.
Thank you. All right, Robert.
I would love to see us act as a community. I would like to see us all come together and make some good things happen. I would like to see some of those people that are excited about being here. I'd like to see them have the opportunities that they're seeking, whether it's with the school board and the school district, whether it's on Burlington City Council, whether it's a small business owner. I don't care. If you love Burlington, we're on the same team. As far as what sets me apart, I'm very approachable. I'm accessible. I was talking with people on Facebook all day long that were asking me questions, or there's some naysayers on there too. And I said, if that's what you want to do, give me some ideas. And one guy said he was too conservative to present his ideas. And I said, you don't know that until you try. So I think he's just messing with me. We do have a perception problem here. We have an image issue in our community where they think that violence is out of hand. If you talk to the police chief, he'll tell you that crime is actually down. We've just had some real terrible things happen that drew the wrong kind of attention to our community. And I think that, we've talked to some of these folks from Chicago that said they came here because they feel safer in Burlington. And these are productive people that have jobs that are doing good things. So I would caution you against stereotyping groups of people. I would caution you as dividing the community in certain ways. I think that we all should come together. I know I'm going to go over my time here, yep. But I love that he's doing the South Hill thing
thank
over
you.
There.
All right, Bill.
Well, thank you for hosting us, and thank you, Chris and Robert. It's great being up here with you guys and sharing ideas. I guess if I go back to my experience and being a leader and dealing with budgets, making those hard choices and those decisions, not going to make everybody happy. Totally understand that. That's just part of the leadership position. I've always wanted to be on council. I've heard the good things that people coming in from out of town are saying. And bringing that realization to our community about how great a town we really do have, but then also facing those tough situations with the budget, with the public safety, and with the infrastructure, and really focusing in, learning to, you can't have that approach where you're going to solve this problem, this problem, this problem, this problem. You got to really prioritize on the problem you want to look at, to focus on, work on that, get that solved, then move on. And that's something I think I've had a lot of experience with, and it'd just be an honor if I was elected to the council.